Strange Adventure.
I was at police headquarters getting the developments on the latest disappearance case from Captain Haney when his outer office door opened and a haggard, weary man paused at the threshold. He barely dragged himself to a chair before collapsing. The hollowness of his cheeks was partly filled with several days' growth of beard, and his grimy forehead was dotted with the sweat of panic. His shrunken eyes darted from side to side like those of a cornered and terrified animal. His clothes were wrinkled, dirty, and torn. After a pause, he spoke.
You must hear me out. If I'm who I fear I am, I'll take what I deserve, but I must know one way or another.
Go on, start talking.
Well, the first thing I remember, I was lying on a beach outside in the cold, foggy dawn, and I must have been in a fight, for my clothes were wet and my coat was torn. There was a bump on my head. Feeling of anger still surged through me.
Yes, go on.
Well, while trying to remember who I was, where I'd been, and how I'd got on the beach, a piece of torn newspaper blew against my face. Mechanically, I read the headlines. Rodney Blake missing. Carl Wheaton hunted. The subhead said something about the two men going deep sea fishing and their empty boat being found and foul play suspected. I couldn't learn any more. The rest of the paper was gone. I found some change in my pocket and headed for a hot dog stand. And the waiter started to take my order and then stared like he was seeing a wild animal or a vicious snake. I couldn't bear the look of amazed horror on his face. I fled. Outside, a cop took one look at me, shouted, and dashed toward me. But I ducked between a couple of buildings and hid under a pier.
How long did you hide here?
All day long I crouched there, trying to recall what happened. But nothing seemed to register. I searched my clothes for a clue. And inside my coat, I found the initial CW. I remembered the headlines, my feeling of anger, the bump on my head, and the waiter that stared at me. I became afraid of who I was. For if Rodney Blake was missing, he must be dead somewhere. And Carl Wheaton was being hunted for killing him. Those initials, CW. Could I be Carl Wheaton? Probably the radio newspapers were full of the murder and manhunt by now, and it was no wonder the waiter and the cop recognized me. Now everyone would. I became obsessed with a maddening, uncontrollable fear. I tell you, I'm afraid to know who I am, but I can't stand not knowing. Tell me, am I Carl Wheaton? Did I kill Rodney Blake?
Captain Haney gazed at the miserable man, then at the photo on the police bulletin he had taken from his desk. It was some time before he spoke. No, you're not Carl Wheaton. Although you did have his coat, and you didn't kill Rodney Blake, you are Rodney Blake.
Oh, then I'm not a murderer.
I'm sorry, but you are. Carl Wheaton's body washed ashore shortly after we began hunting for him. Your fish-scaling knife was stuck in his back. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Zombie, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.